Contractor.
Hey, is Eric in?
Oh, I think he's on their line.
Okay. Okay.
He might have got off. Hold on. He might have got off. I seen the light went off. Just hold on.
All right. Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, is this Eric?
It is.
Hey, Eric. It's Nico here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, how did everything go last week? And trying to find out if you're gonna go and get those tractors.
Well, yeah, real well. The show was good. Most of the corporate people were there, and there was a dozen tractors there, and I just two of them followed me home, and they just put them on house account, so I didn't have to worry about that. And the other 10, there were enough other people there to speak for the rest of those. But there's more in the pipeline behind that. So anyway, we're not out of ammunition here by a long way. So and a good time to think about something different for myself is they are in the process of changing companies that they're doing financing with also. So there may be a bump in the road here that it will work then would encourage myself and other folks like myself to work with an outside vendor like yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Anyway, that's kind of where I'm at on that, and the
So just to kind of like I guess kind of clarify for me a little bit more. So you're waiting to see what happens. 10 tractors.
Yeah. Because lots of times, you know, we'll order 10 or 12 at a time. That's not unusual. And there were 12 there, but like I said, two of them just came home with me, and they just, you know, literally wrote them on the wall. Okay, fine, take them on home. And then the other 10, there were other people there like myself that, you know, two and two and two and two, and the rest of them all found homes. Sometimes at a show, when there are 10 or 12 tractors, they all go to another show. But these did not move on, as which were called, you know, which was literally a show tractor exhibit that moved on somewhere else.
Right.
So these all went to other dealers. So, but again, because of them being changing themselves, Coyote Tractor, from a on a wholesale level from GE, which is Synchrony, to DLL, which is who writes their retail contracts for them, for myself, and the DLL guys were there. Apparently, Coyote's gotten a hold of $100 million because we're talking about 325 dealerships like myself in the United States and Canada. So, but they haven't got that done yet. we're kind of floundering around. I mean, it isn't going backwards, but it hasn't. You know, it takes time. So, like I said, that leaves an opportunity for some of us to have some other choices. So,
right, to like go to a couple other different you know, wholesalers and kind of see what type of tractors that they have to offer.
Well, what other people like yourselves that we have to work with on a wholesale money business or money for or inventory. For our inventory. I'll get it right here in a minute.
Right,
so,
right.
The number of the other dealers that were at this meeting I was at in this show/meeting were also expressing interest in going some other directions. Now that the, I might as well say the door's open, we have an opportunity to make some alterations there. So that's what we're working towards, but, you know, it just chug along here, you know, a few days at a time here to see when the opportunity works the best. And I got all your emails and stuff here all gathered up together. So
So how much did those two tractors cost you here?
The two I brought home probably less than $40,000.
Okay, you just used in-house financing money that you just had on hand?
Oh, just little. It's a little simpler than that. They, you know, literally just signed the paper and put them on my truck and brought them home. So they're just literally as the saying is, they're literally just written on the wall with Coyote Tractor.
I understand now. Okay.
Because that being the case, obviously the tractors belong to Coyote. They built the tractor from scratch and they own the tractor. And that being said, those tractors are, what the advantage of those particular tractors are is they kind of have them on a separate ledger as they have been quote-unquote show tractors. So, you know, there's a little, and the next terminology we use on that is there's a little float time on those. So that bought everybody, you know, it found a home for them, and then, but nobody had literally written anything in blood, you know. So that bought everybody a little bit of time right now.
So what about this float time? Do you mind explaining that a little bit more to me so I kind of just get a little better understanding of, you know, what it does?
Well, you know, they probably, and they don't end their year in December, they end it in June.
Mm-hmm.
So typically these tractors are, you know, they're present accounted for here. And then when my district sales guy sticks his head in the door, you know, they better be here. Or if they're not, you better hand him a check for them, which is okay, fine. And so they'll have a little float time or free time on them there, that being the case, because, like I said, they've already been set aside in the Coyote's books as being just a kind of a display tractors, but which is not always the case. Of course, there's one reason for going to that show. You know, I can bring home $40,000 of merchandise with really no strings attached, you know. But on the other side, there's been times that at that same show, there's been $200,000 worth of tractors, and that same deal happened. Every one of them come home with me and literally had the free time on them or the float time on them, and it wasn't, you know, wasn't a due date on them, and there wasn't any interest on them, and there wasn't any freight on them, and there was a whole lot of perks. But that's what, you know, that's a plus that you get for being involved with the main company, and to give up, you know, 5 days of your work time to be there to represent the product, and, you know, and at this show, which is open to the public, you know, so it wasn't like it was a closed show.
Right. Okay. That helps explain a lot of things here. Now, I definitely, you know, see where you're coming from. My family, we work with, we have a winery up in the Napa Valley. So I've got two tractors ourselves up there. We have John Deere's. So they're fun things to, you know, ride around with and use for the business. But okay, here's what I can do then. So if there's something that, you know, isn't coming up immediately, like I had mentioned, we have you pre-approved for the $250,000 as cash,
right.
For the money. So if you're looking to bring those next couple tractors on in the next couple of weeks,
right.
You know, feel free to give me that call. Or if you even have like something else that you'd like to use the money for, it doesn't necessarily have to be
right
for inventory. You know, it could be for marketing out to, you know, a larger customer base. So maybe you want to just have a quicker inventory turnover with those tractors so you don't have them sitting on your lot, right?
Yeah, those two. Well, of course, I have many more. Nevertheless, yeah, those two are here, right here in front of me. But nevertheless, the other 10 wasn't necessary. You know, they had, I didn't, what I want to say, they had already found a place to go with the other 10, so then
The timing wasn't right, pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because I am, to where this major show is, I'm the closest dealer to that show. I'm only about 50 miles away. So that being said, you know, and I've been with them for 15 years, so that being said, so many other times they don't really worry about, okay, they have them shipped into the show, and then show's over, 12 tractors follow me home. So they know that I'm going to be here, and they know that I'm the closest dealer, so they don't have to worry about, you know, where to locate them at, because they know that Eric will take them. You know, you can't just leave them at the fairgrounds. You know, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So do you
normally haul them with your own trucks? Like, do you
have
transportation trucks?
Yeah, no, I've got trucks. I've got, I've got a commercial driver license and commercial trucks, so it's not a problem to take a couple of three trucks and make two or three trips, and we're ready to go, you know, when you haul two or three of them each time you go, you know. So, that's, you know, just two or three trips we can make them. And like I said, it's only 50 miles, so that's no big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's not even that far away. That's, That's pretty close to you guys. Okay.
The next show is coming up. It's 150 miles away. Well, so that presents a little, you know, and it's in another state, so that presents some other obstacles there that you have to jump over. So I'm not always quite as eager to bring home stuff from that show.
which show is this?
It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
It's in Louisville. February. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we'll do. I know you have all my stuff on file. Yeah. I know I've emailed you before with everything. So if something does come up in the meantime,
I will.
Feel free to give me a call, see, what's going on. And I'll probably just check in with you kind of towards the end of the year, see how business has been, see, if anything's come up.
That
we can still probably help out with. And, I like to help you guys out. And, I like learning about your type of business, what exactly you're doing, and, seeing if there's something that we can do to push you guys forward.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Eric.
We'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye.